Welcome to day 16, my friends. The title of the entry today was called Holy Grapes, and I called it Holy Grapes because it was revolving around a story of my dear friend Ari Salamant, who's probably listening to this now. He was living back then in Chashmonaim. He has moved to Ashkelon since then. But when he lived in Chashmonaim, we were having this just casual conversation, and I plucked a grape off a beautiful vine in his backyard, and he stopped me, and he's like, you know, you can't just eat, right? You can't just eat anything you want from the land of Israel. It has holiness and sanctity, and it's actually a very relevant story because this year is the Shemitah year in Israel. It's the year where we let the land lay fallow in Israel, and the whole mitzvah of Bikurim, which is mentioned in this week's Parsha, the first fruits that we read about always during the month of Elul, where the Torah tells the farmer living in Israel that when he sees the first fruits of the season, before he can just pluck one off the tree and pop it into his mouth like I was trying to do at my friend Ari's home, he has to bring the fruit to Jerusalem, he has to make this whole declaration. It's a whole pomp and circumstance. Why? Because the little things in life, the small, small little things in life are so significant. He doesn't just pop a grape into his mouth. He goes through this whole ceremony to express gratitude. And this is a question in our lives. Can we learn to express gratitude for things that we often so take for granted? And that's why I also spoke about brachot, the concept of blessings in Judaism, which is really such a pivotal mitzvah in Judaism, so unique to being Jewish, if you will. The food we eat anywhere in the world has holiness and sanctity simply because it is an expression of God's blessing to us. And therefore, we don't just pop something into our mouth. We make a bracha beforehand. And I spoke about a couple of the different blessings that we make, the brachos hanenin, the blessings that we make over food, for bread, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, for pastries and wheat products. We say, Borei minei mezonot, God who creates various forms of sustenance. A grape, Borei pri ha'etz, so if we're drinking wine, vegetables, God who creates the fruit of the ground, and anything else, that's the catch-all blessing, is Shehakol Niyem Devaro, God who creates everything according to His word. Now, this area of blessings that I just went through very briefly is called Birchos Hanenin, the blessings having to do with pleasurable food items. There are actually two other categories of blessings in Judaism. Birchos HaMitzvot, blessings that we say before we perform a mitzvah, like before a person puts their tefillin on, they make a bracha. Before you put a mezuzah up, you make a blessing. Before you light the Shabbat candles, that's a whole other category of blessings. And then we have all the blessings that we say in our prayers, referred to as Birchot Shavach Vahoda, blessings of praise and thanksgiving. They all have one thing in common. They make us conscious. They make us aware of things that we just fluff over in life. And those little things that we just sort of go through, they're even annoyances, like going to the bathroom. That's actually my favorite bracha, is the bracha to say when we come out of the bathroom. Sounds like such a bizarre practice to make a blessing after one has discharged their bodily waste. And it is actually so uniquely Jewish and beautiful, because what it does is it forces us to think and to become grateful for something we don't think about. Going to the bathroom is just an annoyance. It's taking time out of my important day. I'm rushing from thing to thing, and here I have to go to the bathroom. No, when we go to the bathroom and things are working, the plumbing, as they say, is working fine, then that is an expression of God's blessing. And we have to recognize that and be grateful to it. And that's a beautiful thing to take on during the month of Elul. Always suggest this during Elul every year, is if we're not in the custom of reciting blessings before we eat whatever food, or maybe we're doing that already, but when we come out of the bathroom. I will never forget when I had a hernia surgery. I don't know, it was probably 12 or 13 years ago. You know, they don't let you leave the hospital after the procedure until you, I don't know how I put this nicely, I guess move your bowels. And it was like a whole thing, you know, like you can go as long as you can go to the bathroom. And I remember after using the restrooms, how grateful I felt, because we tend to only appreciate the things in life when they're threatened, when they're taken away from us, or when we're questioning whether or not we have them or not. But while we have them, by the way, we do this with people too, right? A great musician's autograph, a celebrity's autograph is you know, means a lot while they're alive, but after they're gone, it quadruples in price, because we tend to appreciate things more when we don't have them. Judaism wants us to appreciate the blessings in life while we have them, while we're able to go to the bathroom, while we were able to eat an apple. Make the bracha now, become grateful today, express our hakarat hatov, which is our gratitude to Hashem for those little things in life. That's what's going to give us joy and happiness, not always putting our happiness in something we don't have, but looking what I have already in my life. These little things can make us so happy to recognize the blessings in our life by saying a bracha, and that is my bracha to all of us on this day 16 in our 40-day challenge. Make a blessing. Let's use Elul time to express gratitude and to recognize the little things.